From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Zimbabwe's longtime president Robert Mugabe is facing impeachment now after making it clear in a televised speech he will not resign. Millions tuned in to radio and television Sunday, expecting to celebrate the end of what has been 37 years of Mugabe's autocratic rule. They were bitterly disappointed, some to the point of tears, to hear Mugabe say he will preside over his ZANU-PF Party Congress next month. He did not mention the word resign or appear to take the military intervention into the country's political crisis seriously. He said the operation did not amount to a threat to our well-cherished constitutional order, nor did it challenge my authority as head of state, not even as commander-in-chief. His ruling party has given him until noon local time Monday to give up power or face impeachment. It also fired Mugabe as ZANU-PF chief, a party he co-founded, and put the ousted vice president Emmerson Mnangagwa as the new party leader. Party whip Lovemore Matuke told the Associated Press that impeachment proceedings are a certainty, and he called Mugabe's speech surprising. Mugabe has been under house arrest since last week, while negotiations are underway for his departure. Zimbabwe has been in serious economic and political turmoil since the late 1990s, but the turning point in the current crisis came when Mugabe fired the popular military hero Mnangagwa and named his hugely unpopular wife Grace as his successor. This is VOA News.